我为了这个机会，我们来向你献上感谢。
Thank you for being so good to us and blessing us.
谢谢你狠狠爱我们，祝福我们。
I just pray now that you would bless this time.
求你来祝福以下的时间。
And you would teach us new things from your word.
求你来教导我们你的话语。
You would encourage us.
求你来鼓励我们。
We pray, Lord, your rich blessings upon this congregation.
求你大大的来祝福弟兄姐妹。
And every one of its precious members.
求每一个都是你所宝贵的灵。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So the title of today's message is Beautiful Feet. So quickly look down.
所以你来看, 往下看,
Take a look at your feet.
看你自己的脚,
What do they look like?
他们看起来怎么样呢?
I don't know about you, but these things dangling from the bottom of my legs are not something I would call beautiful.
我不知道你们怎么想，但是我看我这个腿下面这个东西，这两个晃来晃去，我就不知道，我觉得很漂亮。
Sometimes they smell bad.
有时候他们这个不太好闻。
They might be hairy.
有时候可能有点毛。
Maybe they're obligate.
可能看起来不太好看。
Yet the Bible in two places calls them beautiful.
但在圣经里面有两处说他们是很美丽的。
They say they're beautiful if a condition is met.
他们说它是很美丽，但是有一个条件。
What do you think that condition is that makes them beautiful?
你想是什么样的条件呢？
What could that condition be?
那是什么样的条件？
Oh, there we go. Now, these aren't pictures of my feet, okay?
这是我的脚，
These are hobbit feet,
这是哈
right?
比的脚。
But what makes feet beautiful?
但是怎么样可以让脚看起来很漂亮呢？
The Bible says if we are bringing good news, then our feet are considered beautiful.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们把好消息带给人，那我们的脚就是很美的脚。
Both Isaiah 52 and Romans 10:15 calls these things dangling on our legs beautiful.
在以赛亚书52章第7节跟罗马书10章15节说到我们这个脚是很美的。
Beautiful if we are bringing good
如
news.
果我们把好消息带过来，
What kind of news?
什么样的消息？
The news that leads to salvation.
这个消息是带人过来领受福音。
Then even the things that are at the bottom of our body that are considered maybe the most ugly, maybe the most smelly, maybe the most hairy, are beautiful.
所以即使我们的脚味道不好，我觉得长得不好看，但是就是很美的脚。
We're going to examine this today.
今天我们要起来学习。
Now, when I went to seminary to study missions, we learned about Paul.
当我到神学院学习的时候，我们就学到关于保罗。
We learned about Paul's missionary journeys.
我们学到保罗的宣教之旅。
And we looked at a map similar to this.
我们那时候就拍上这样的。
Actually, for one of my assignments, we had to reproduce the map from memory.
我们其中一个功课就是我们要靠着我们的记忆，然后我们要重新画这个地图。
And trace all of Paul's journeys on the map. It's
我们
very
要
hard,
根
very
据保罗
unsafe.
走过的这些地方，我们要重新画这个地图。
But as you know, Paul was a missionary to the Gentiles.
但是大家都知道，保罗是外邦的使徒。
That is, he was sent to the people who were not Jews.
对，他就是被差派到犹太人以外的人。
So I guess you can say to all of us,
所
right?
以你可以说，大家都是我们吧。
Jesus tells Paul directly in Acts 9:15.
耶稣就是在从行传第9章的地方来告
During
诉。
Paul's commissioning ceremony, he says, "But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel."
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王、以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
So Paul had a missionary heart.
”所以保罗他是有一个宣教的心。
And though he had a missionary heart, he had a longing for his own people as well.
他不只是有宣教心，他也是为他自己的百姓有这样的心。
We see that clearly in Romans 10, 1, in his opening statement in chapter 10,
我们在罗马书第10章一开始的时候，他就这么的真诚的说。
where he says, Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God is that they may be saved.
他说：“弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，就是以色列人得救。
Paul cared about the Jews, he cared about the Gentiles.
”哦，他很在意的是犹太人，他也在意其他的人。
I guess you could say he cared about his own community and he cared about the foreign community.
所以你可以想，哦，他是很在意他自己身边的人以及外面的人。
We see in verses 8 through 12 something very interesting. Paul makes a theological case.
然后我们接着看，在8到12节，保罗还要讲得很清楚。
Here's what it says. It says, But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
这道离你不远，就在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人，必不至于羞愧。犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that passage amazing?
这是非常奇妙的。
If you take a look at that and break that down, isn't that marvelous?
这是不是很美呢？
God is not only the God of the Jews.
神不只是犹太人的主。
He makes his salvation available to everyone.
他的救恩是向所有人都敞开的。
And how does he do it?
他怎么做的呢？
Simply by putting your faith and trust in the salvation he provided through Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us.
他说：“凡愿意相信耶稣，我们接受他在十字架上为我们完成救恩的，我们就可以得到这个永远的生命。”
God does not make it hard.
神没有把这个弄好像很难一样。
But sometimes we make it hard.
有时候是我们自己把它弄得很难。
There was a professor that told me the greatest distance you can travel is between here and here.
有教授告诉我们说，最远的距离就是从你头脑到你心里面的距离。
Sometimes that's the hard part, right? The greatest distances between your understanding and your heart.
就说最难的是从你头脑的想法到你心里面的相信是最难。
But God gave salvation to everyone.
但是神将福音将救给每一个人。
He makes it available to everyone.
让每一个人都可以得到这个救恩。
Paul shows us this universality of the gospel.
神告诉我们这个福音是给普世性的。
It is good news to everyone.
这是给每一个人的好消息。
And he brings in key passages of the Old Testament to highlight this point.
他就把旧约的一个经文拿出来当是一个重点。
For example, one passage that he directly quotes from is from Joel chapter 2.
他就从约珥书第二章拿出这个经文。
And it says this, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
到那时候，凡求告耶和华名的就必得救。
That's a prophetic passage from the Old Testament.
这是在旧约里面一个预言性的话语。
So Paul isn't telling them anything new here. He's reminding them something that they already knew, that they already studied. And he reminds his readers that the gospel is for all nations and all ethnic groups. That is the great and logical conclusion.
在这边有一个很重要的结论。
The Church of Christ must commit itself to this great unfinished task.
我们每个教会必须要来接受这个任务。
We studied yesterday a little bit about all those different people groups, all of the world, 7,000 people groups unreached.
我们昨天学习到有这么多的为了真理的不同的群体。
We've got a mission.
我们是有个任务的。
We've got a great commission.
我们有个大使命的。
Given to us by Jesus.
耶稣给我们这个大使。
You guys know this passage, I'm sure, the Matthew 28:18-20, Great Commission passage.
大家知道这个马太福音这个大使命的经文。
How does it read? Go into the world and reach all nations.
他怎么说的？他说是要十万名。
Make disciples of all nations, is what it says.
十万名做我的门。
All nations, not just our nation. Paul reminds us of this.
对，保罗是这样提醒我们的。
And so we come to our central text for today.
所以我们今天到了我们重要的经文。
The text that we just read.
这个经文我们刚刚读到的。
We're going to read it again, just so we're more familiar with it. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard?And how are to they hear without someone preaching? And how are to they preach unless someone is sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news.
然而，人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的，他的脚中何等佳美！
Paul opens this statement, it's very interesting. He opens this statement with a series of questions. And they're built off of each other, right? They're built off of each other like a chain. And so the first question that he asks in what we call 14a. A problem arises when we look into this. You cannot call on who you don't know. How will they call on him who they have not believed? Calling on the name of the Lord for salvation assumes faith. Faith assumes knowledge. Knowledge assumes a messenger. Of each other, right? Lots of people do not instinctively know the gospel. They must hear it. You don't sincerely cry out to a God that you don't necessarily believe exists or not. So Paul cites that passage in Joel earlier, Joel 2. Joel states, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Paul's argument is not that they're necessarily rejecting Jesus. Maybe they have never heard him. And that's an important distinction in our understanding of missions. All too often, we think that when we're sharing something with people or we're talking about Christianity, that maybe they're rejecting Christ, but in reality, it's possible they've never known him. They've never known anything about him. Some of you guys have maybe seen this. Maybe some of the younger guys, I think, in the congregation have seen this person before. His name is Joe Rogan. He's a podcaster. And he grew up in Hollywood. He's been in the media for a really long time. He is not someone that I would consider a Christian. But he interviews a lot of Americans. So I feel like he has a pretty good pulse on the American culture. And it's been interesting to watch Joe Rogan's journey. Because there's been a lot of people who have come onto his show and have shared something about Jesus Christ with him. And it's interesting because in one episode, I remember him here saying something along these lines. He said, the more I learn about Jesus, the more I love him. This is someone who's secular. He didn't grow up in a Christian home. He grew up in Hollywood. And he's discovering about Jesus in his radio show. In a later episode, he said something like this. He said, the world is just getting too crazy, but I think Jesus is right. I'm with him and I've started going to church. Jesus is the only one that really makes sense. So you can see in his radio program how he's understanding about Jesus in real time, a demonstration of this passage. So Paul's question to the church in Rome is not a rhetorical or philosophical question. But it's a question aimed at a comfortable church. The silence of the unreached world is not their failure. It is a question God is asking us. Why have they not heard? Why have they not heard? How can they deny her? It's not their fault. Is there something we need to be doing? Is there something that we have to do for this?
There are tasks for us.
是不是有任务呢?
The next question Paul asks,
但下一个问题,
how can they believe without hearing?
保罗说,为什么,为什么听见,怎么信他呢?
How are they to believe in him whom they have not heard?
为什么听见,怎么信他呢?
Faith is always faith in something.
在信心里有的对象,
the object of saving faith is not sincerity, it's not spirituality, it's not some understanding of some vague deity somewhere out there in the clouds.
所以真正的信心不是一个就是好像是一个心里面很好或者是一个宗教一个灵或者是一个很混乱就是一个形象
It's in a person.
它是一个人
A tangible.
是你可以接触到的
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, crucified, died on the cross for our sins, and risen again.
然后那个人耶稣基督他曾经被钉十字架从死里复活
Paul speaks of it clearly earlier on when we read in Romans 10, 9 through 10.
哦，我在前面讲的很清楚。
John 17:3 says this, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音17:3节说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
That's not something vague and out there and in the clouds. It's practical.
这不是很遥远、很模糊，这是很实际的。
It's relational and it's specific.
这个是一个很实际的关系。
It's not generic spirituality.
它不是一个好像很泛泛的这个感觉。
That's one of the problems we're dealing with right now in America today, isn't it?
这是我们现在美国所处的一个问题。
Chances are you've seen this and you've heard this.
你可能听过像以下的一些话。
People make these vague statements like, oh, all roads lead to one.
但是我们说,条条道路通罗马。
Are there many ways to heaven?
很多方式都可以去天堂。
Religion and spirituality are generally good.
宗教都是好的。
These are just cheap sayings, they don't mean anything.
这些只是说一说,它没有任何的意义。
You can't put your salvation on that, what does that mean?
你不能真的去相信它可以救你。
It's shocking, those statements are shocking because they mean nothing, they just sound good.
这些话是听起来很好听,可是没有任何的意义。
They just sound nice.
它就只是听起来好听而已。
If your faith is not in Jesus, then what is it in?
所以如果你的信心不是建立在耶稣上，建立在哪里呢？
Does the all roads lead to one? Is that all? Does that really work?
真的是这样吗？我们怎么样都是飞上天堂吗？
The Bible doesn't say that.
圣经不是这样说的。
Not even other religions say that.
其他宗教也不是这样说的。
These are just things people say.
这是人在说的。
Do you have a guarantee that it will work?
你可以确定你自己相信的是真的是有效的吗？
God's word in His Bible gives you a guarantee.
神的话给你的是个确据。
But it's shocking to me because so many people live this way. They live with this understanding, oh, it'll all work out in the end. But that's not true.
但不是真的。
Paul makes it very clear a few verses later.
哦，在后面几节讲非常的清楚。
Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Lost people have to hear about Jesus Christ.
这些失丧的人，他必须要去听到耶稣基督。
Living a good life among the unreached is not the same as delivering a message that creates faith.
我们住在一些未信之人的当中，跟他们传讲神的信息是两件不同的事情。
Certainly, it's good to live a good and righteous and honorable life, no doubt.
当然，就是住在大家当中，有的是好的生活，那是很好的。
But only one generates the hearing that produces saving belief.
但是只有另外一件事情是你可以让产有这样的信息使人来信主。
People have to hear the good news of Christ.
人们必须要听到神的话语，这是福音的好消息。
We can't assume that they are automatically able to just tune it in and understand.
我们不可以预设的听到他们就可以理解。
You guys have seen one of these before?
大家看过这样子的东西吗？
I grew up in Shoreview, Minnesota.
在Shoreview长大。
And one of the markers that I would use when driving home at night, that there's these large radio towers. I don't know if they're in Shoreview, but I would see them driving in, and then I would know I'm close to home.
我每次在开车的时候，我都看到他们爬到我面前，我就知道我快要到家了。
And there were the large radio towers, so they would broadcast the radio frequency.
然后他们就是会传送这不同的讯息。
Now I'm driving, would I hear all of the radio stations all playing at once while driving?
No, I wouldn't, right?
不会啊,
my radio frequency would have to be tuned to the right station. It's automatically broadcasting.
它是,对,对,它是没有错,
and I tuned into the station. Do I have the right frequency?
我要这个,这个正确的频道,
the gospel is always going up. But the human heart needs the right frequency introduced to tune to it. The missionary, the brother or sister in Christ, the gospel proclaimer helps to tune that heart. To turn it to the right dial. So that it gives the soul something concrete to respond to. And here is where I want to take a moment and just think about the amazing gift that God has entrusted to us. God gave us this wonderful gift of the gospel which we can present to those in our vicinity. We, the people of God, have been entrusted with the gospel. The good news that brings salvation. The church and the people of God have something that the world cannot get anywhere else. There's no government, no NGO, no university, no social movement carries the gospel. God has entrusted it to us. And it's funny, I think about these days, you know, the AI, I don't know if you would call it a revolution, but the AI is just expanding all over and all facets of society. AI this, AI that, AI in the media, AI in the news, AI now writing journals and articles. And it's come to this, they have this term now, they call it AI slop. Have you heard of that? It's like an AI garbage. It's like you can't really trust it. So you have right now an explosion of information. Some of it may be okay to use, a lot of it is just garbage. And the world is not running low on information. But it's running low on the word that can reconcile the soul to God. As we have more and more information exploding and exploding, more and more precious becomes the gospel. There's all this noise right now. There's so much noise. We need our radio stations tuned into the right frequency. And to point the radio, the point of the tuner of our friends' hearts to the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:19-20 says this. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
哥林多后书5:19-20节说，神在基督叫世人与自己和好，将他们的过犯归到他身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，好像神借着我们劝人一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Have you ever thought of yourself as an ambassador for Christ?
你有想过你是基督的使者吗?
The Bible called you.
圣经是这样说的啊?
That's a pretty good title.
这是很不错的title.
Pretty good responsibilities that come with it too.
当然有很多的责任.
The Bible calls us ambassadors for Christ.
神称我们是基督的使者.
Paul's third question.
保罗的第三个问题.
How are they to hear without someone preaching?
保罗说,若没有传道的人听见呢?
This is one of my favorite missiological questions. It's a great question. Notice the word that is not used here, okay? Look at the word, think of the word that is not used.
There's a word that you would assume would be here. People would read this, many of us would read this passage and automatically think that Paul is likely referring to an ordained pastor. Probably a member of the clergy. Maybe a scribe. But that's incorrect. The act of sharing the gospel is not limited to preachers and scribes who are delivering a sermon on Sunday. The term used can actually translate into herald, or a person who proclaims the king's business. You know that term. I'm sure you know that term. I found a picture. I actually used AI, but I found a picture of what a herald looks like in the medieval days. And so he would go with a scroll to the village and say, "Hear ye, hear ye," and proclaim the king's business. Actually, I've seen enough Chinese dramas that they actually have this in Chinese dramas as well. He has a different hat, but he does the same thing. And he would go about and he would proclaim the king's business. The king has an announcement, he sends this guy, takes and scroll it, reads it in front of the people. Maybe the guy would go into a city. Maybe he'd go into a village. Maybe he'd go into a business and he would proclaim. This is what the herald would do. Everywhere and anywhere the king sends his ambassador, this is where the herald would go. And this is the beautiful thing about missions. God can send you, O herald, to your business. To your community. Or to the far reaches of the earth. It doesn't matter. As long as there are lost people, you have a mission for God. Proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, if we look back in time, earlier on in Acts, back when Paul, who at the time his name was Saul, he was actually an enemy of the church. He was persecuting the church. And he was persecuting the church in Jerusalem, and everybody was fleeing because Paul was taking them and throwing the Christians in jail. And what does the verse tell us? What does the text tell us? Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. What does it not say? It doesn't say, well, they gathered to themselves pastors, and the pastors went about preaching the word. There's everybody. Everybody, as they went, they preached the word. Everybody, as they were scattering, as they were leaving Jerusalem, they were preaching the word along the way as they went. These weren't pastors or scribes or ordained clergy. They were everyday regular people. Regular people preaching gospel. And it was this very question in Romans 10 that gripped William Carey's heart. We talked about him yesterday, the father of modern mission movement, right? He was wrestling with this question in his heart. And he held up a map before the church. And he asked them to imagine all the people around the world who had never once heard the name of Jesus. The congregation's heart was touched. And they sent William Carey out. They became the sending church of William Carey. And William Carey became the preacher. And an entire modern missions movement was born from one person who refused to let Paul's question go unanswered. Paul's question hasn't changed. And there's still a need for an answer. Who will go? preach. 谁愿意去传道,
will share.
谁愿意去分享,
will be that herald for Christ. The next question.
下一个问题,
how are they to preach unless they are sent?
所以如果没有奉差遣怎么传道呢?
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
就像经文所说的, 报福音传喜信的人,
the final question.
这是最后一个问题,
how are they to preach unless they are sent?
没有奉差遣怎么传道呢?
The missionary is by definition a sent one.
我们常常说,
it's an interesting term, missionary.
宣教士是一个很有趣的一个名字,
because I think a lot of us in our minds think that it's a vocational term.
有些人觉得自己的职业,
like some people might be a pharmacist.
有的人是在医学,
some people might be a computer scientist.
有的人是在做电脑咨询,
some people might be a missionary.
有些人是做宣教的,
but missionary is really a theological identity. We are sent into the world. We are ambassadors of Christ. And more each day we are seeing our cities become mission fields. I shared with you yesterday, we live in the DFW Metroplex. It's very, very diverse. I know that many of you have watched the diversity of Minneapolis-St. Paul change. Now people are learning Arabic. So we have a huge diversity in Minneapolis-St. Paul as well. There's a mission field in our neighborhood. Mission field in our
neighborhood.
Maybe mission field in our home. We are being sent out. John 20:21 says this. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. You know, it's interesting, the passages that we've read today, Paul's famous line in verse 15 comes from Isaiah 52, who wrote nearly 700 years before Paul. Paul reaches back into scripture to make his point. There's a really interesting time in here. I hope you guys catch it. Isaiah 52:7 was written to a people in exile. Longing for a word that their God had not forgotten them when they were in the captivity of the Babylonians. The greatest thing that they could see would be a herald coming over the mountains. A man sent by the king saying, peace, peace is restored. The exile is over. You're going to be released from your captivity and go back to your homeland. There's salvation for your nation. The war is over. This is what the people during captivity were longing for, they were hoping for. Isaiah writes that to comfort them. Isaiah pointed to a future in which there would be peace, there would be a release from the captivity. And Paul takes this concept and plants it directly into the missiological, the missions context. The arrival of a gospel messenger in a place that has never heard it is an event of breathtaking beauty.
这就是在一个这个地方是从来没有听过福音的，他有这样子的福音来到的时候是多么美的画面。
Because it ends the exile of the heart. It ends the silence. It ends the captivity.
And it brings about the possibility of faith and restoration with God. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Tie it. People who were in a physical captivity at one point in time, they were then free. But there are so many people who are in a spiritual captivity. Just waiting for that herald to come over the mountains, the ambassador with the scroll. And when that ambassador comes proclaiming peace, how beautiful even their feet are. How many people, I wonder, in the world are waiting? They're waiting in that exile. How many of them are waiting for good news? For a herald to come and tell them about Jesus? How many people are waiting in our communities? In our businesses, our places of work. At the shopping mall, at the shopping center where we buy our groceries. Maybe in our families. I'll tell you a little story. There's a story of a lady who grew up in Islam. She was Muslim. And she lived in a big American city. And she was in Islam for more than 20 years. In this big American city. One day someone came along and shared the gospel with her. Tuned her heart. And the Lord spoke to her. She came to realize who Jesus really was. She came to know Jesus. Her life changed. She was so happy. But then she started thinking and she said, why did it take someone 27 years to tell me about Jesus? How come they waited? I could have been free. Still, I was in captivity all those years and no one told me, even though I lived in a Christian city. And just think about the cities that we live
in.
The cities that we work and spend our time. How many people are in captivity? Waiting for someone to tell them the good news. That they can have freedom in Jesus. They can have a relationship with God. Look down at your feet again. Take a look at your feet. Do you have beautiful feet? Is someone waiting for your beautiful feet over those mountains? Is someone waiting for you? Someone waiting for you to come over those mountains and share with them the goodness of Jesus Christ. I'm going to bet there are. I think there are people waiting for you to deliver. Oh, ambassador of Christ. I want to take a moment and pray. Let's take a moment, quiet our hearts. We've covered a lot this weekend. We need to spend some time with the Lord. Let's just pray. Now, it would be wrong of me to assume that everybody here has already accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord. Maybe somebody needs to hear this news. Maybe somebody needs to know that Jesus Christ has come to set them free. To end their captivity. To open the door of the prison and say, come out. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to know you. I want you to invite me into your heart. In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, there's a passage.
启示录说到,
and it says, Jesus is standing at the door of our heart and he's waiting.
耶稣在我们的门外口,他在等待,
would we let him in?
你愿不愿意让耶稣进来?
God is giving you a free opportunity for salvation.
神现在给你一个自由的机会,
he doesn't exist up in the clouds somewhere that we can't understand him or can't know him. He wants to know you.
神不是偏远的在天边, 他就是太认识你,
he wants to have a relationship with you.
他要跟你有个个人的关系,
he wants you to have a relationship with him.
他要跟他有关系,
he wants to teach you and love you and care for you.
他要教导你, 他要爱你, 他在乎你,
and take you into freedom.
他要把你带入自由里面,
if you would like to have this relationship with Jesus, I would just like you to just put up your hand, just slowly. I'm not going to call you out. I won't embarrass you. I just want to see if you want this relationship with Jesus. Just put your hand up. Let's take a moment and we'll pray. We'll pray together. You just repeat this after me in your heart. You can repeat in your heart. Father God, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for providing Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins, so that I could have a relationship with you. I ask you, O Lord, please come into my heart. I invite you into my heart. I want to know you. I want you to teach me. I want you to walk with me. I want you to be my Savior. I pray that you would bless me. Forgive me of my sins. Take me on your path, Lord. Guide me and lead me. Protect my way. Lord, I ask for your freedom and your salvation. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And that you love me. And that I'm your child. And I can call you Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm going to take one moment and I'm going to just pray for the church as a whole. I'm going to just pray for our nation. Father God, I pray that you would bless us. I pray that you would give us this mission. I thank you for making us all ambassadors. Lord, would you point out those special people in our lives who need to hear the good news? I pray that you would direct our paths. Lord, you would give us encouragement to share your good news with someone who needs to hear it. I pray that you would divinely appoint someone to be in our lives that we can share your good news with. I thank you for being so good to us. Pray rich blessings over us. And that you would guide us in the great mission that you have given us in Minneapolis and St. Paul and all over the world. Thank you for being our Father. For loving us. Protecting us and guiding us. In
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.